Hi, my name is Scott Dahl. I'd like to thank you again for tuning into another one of my podcasts. I've titled this podcast, Are We at a Market Bottom? And that's the question that we'll try to answer using technical analysis. What we'll do is we'll define or we'll determine the probabilities of whether we're actually at a bottom or not. I'm going to introduce a technical analysis tool that I haven't in the past, and it's called the moving average. So the moving average is a period of time, let's say 50 days. When you have the 51st day, you knock the first day off. And so what you've got is you've got this average of 50 days that moves along with the price of the market. And what the moving average does is it helps smooth out the trend. It gives you a better picture of what the actual trend is. The moving average, you can use it to determine the change between a rising market to a falling market. And a market signal that the trend is now headed down would be a fall below the moving average. So there are a lot of different kinds of moving averages that you can use. You can go 5 day, you can go out as far as 200 day, or you can do weekly moving averages. But what we're going to focus on today is the daily moving average. If you're intermediate to a longer term investor, which is the best way to grow wealth over time, you'd be using a longer term moving average. So today what I've done is I put the 50 day moving average up on the screen. And you can see that each one of these days, as I've explained in the past, or each one of these bars is a day. You've got the up green is an up day, red's a down day. And then right here is the 50-day moving average. And this is a Standard & Poor's 500. It's the S&P 500. You can see it went through the moving average, came back up and tested the moving average. And the moving average, once it went through it, it's no longer support, it's resistance. So it's smacking up against that 50-day moving average. And you can see in that day, it got rebuffed. You can also see that I've drawn a significant downtrend, and it's a very visible downtrend. So we've got two negatives here. We've got a downtrend, and we've got this 50-day moving average that the S&P 500 of the market is fighting to get up above. Well, it had a very strong day, so you can see it did make it up above off some strong technology moves. One thing that's important about the S&P 500, as I've explained in the past, it's 500 large company stocks, but it's dominated by those very few large technology names, and that's more than likely what gave it this lift. But it's heading toward significant resistance here. Now, here's a question. Does this look like a bottoming pattern? Well, it's possible. And the reason I say it's possible is because an uptrend is punctuated by lower lows and higher highs. Well, we've had this lower low. Here we have a higher high, and then we have a higher low. So we're seeing this pattern of higher lows and higher highs. The question is, will this continue? Let's take a look at another chart. This is the NASDAQ. So we know the NASDAQ is a technology heavy index. They're even more of a weighting in this particular index, but you can see it looks similar to the S&P 500. I'm going to shrink it down a little bit. You see, we have a very well-defined downtrend. Trends down. When the trend's down, you have to assume the trend's down until the trend changes. So we're assuming this trend's down. Could be a short-term trend, intermediate. We don't know yet. We have this downtrend. We broke through the 50-day moving average. We came back up, and we're testing the 50-day moving average. So we have significant resistance that's going to put pressure on these prices going forward. I also want to add that it looks like we're going to have a down April. When you have a down April, you have a slightly down May, a slightly down June, July. This is historically July's up a little bit, and then you have a negative August, and then you have a pretty brutal September. Then the last 3 months of the year are really good. Now, is it going to happen this time? I don't know. It's happened in the past. Election year is typically strong at the end of the year, but we'll just have to see. So let's get back to the charts. This is the New York Stock Exchange. Now, I look at this pretty much every time. And one of the reasons is because it's broader based. And what I mean by that, those other indices were smaller compared to the NYSE. The NYSE index is over 2,000 stocks. Kind of gives you a better picture of what everything is doing. Well, you've got the same thing. This downtrend line, I was also able to put a channel line perpendicular to this along the bottom. So that channel is more evidence that we might be seeing an intermediate top here that could carry down further. You saw significant selling. It got up to the 50-day moving average, and it's finding it's sort of stalling out here. And between these lines and these lines, again, will act as significant resistance. So let's take a look at one more chart here. So this is the advanced decline line of the New York Stock Exchange. So this is the breadth of the New York Stock Exchange. And remember, breadth's important. You need a lot of participation for the trend to continue higher. Well, we're seeing a similar chart where we're seeing this downtrend channel that I was able to draw. We're seeing significant resistance for breadth. You can use this technical analysis for breadth and price. We're seeing significant resistance here at the 50-day moving average and the bottom of this trend channel. So we got 1, 2, 3 big pieces of resistance to get up through. One more chart. This is the S&P 500 equally weighted index. So instead of having six or seven tech stocks that are representing 30% of the index, like we've been experiencing with the S&P 500, this gives all 504 stocks actually in the S&P 500 an equal weight. So it gives you an idea of what all the other stocks are doing. And so here, this is significant in the fact that this long red line here, that was an all-time high. So we broke through an all-time high. Breadth looked great, came back and tested it, took off. And now what do we have? We have a downtrend. So we are going down until we get a reversal. We may have had one, but only time will tell. But you can see a significant downtrend line. And what do we have here? The 50-day moving average. It's having a very difficult time getting through the 50-day moving average. So the probability is we're going to see more pressure and we could potentially see more downside on this market, but we'll have to wait and see. That's it. That's the take as we look at the price move right here, right now. That's what I see using the technical analysis to determine probabilities of future price movement. Oh, it's very important to make sure that you're in the strongest stocks because the strongest stocks are going to weather this volatility. So if you have some weak performers in your portfolio, I'd be more than happy to take a look at your portfolio and maybe we could identify some of those. You can reach me at 949-497-6366. It's Scott at dollcapitaladvisors.com. That's dollcapital advisors with an O, Scott at dollcapitaladvisors.com, or you can go to my website, which is dollcapitaladvisors.com. So I hope you found this useful. Thank you again for tuning in, and I'm looking forward to doing more of these as we move on through the year, and we'll see what the market has in store. So thank you again.